We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
WBBM-FM and HD1 Chicago. Gabe and Nina. Weekday mornings. This is B96.
Happy Monday and shout out to everybody out there working hard today, for sure.
Be good. Can you hear me okay? Oh, there we go. New week, and I'm shout out to everybody that's being good in the process.
And we're going to keep you connected. It's Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. Time for the top six at six.
Number six.
Do I want to go so hard so soon?
I'm
trying to think. You know what? I'll keep it light.
Okay.
Number six, Gabe, yesterday. I got a new scooter.
I saw that. It's so exciting.
And it was funny because initially it's a purple scooter. And then Nicole was like, oh, I know. I said, actually, I was like, oh, I'm going to call it Purple Rain. She's like, don't call it Purple Rain. She's like, that's too old. And I was like, oh, okay. She's like, and overused. So then I said, what should I call it? So then I put it on my social media and I got some really good ones. But I think the best one I found that I think I'm going to use.
Yeah.
My purple scooter is now called Purple Haze.
Ooh. Okay.
Shout out to everybody that knows what I'm talking about. All right. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Did you ride it today, though?
Yeah.
Oh, you have to.
Ride it to work.
Okay, so I guess I'll start out personal, too. Back from a 30-day road trip. And, you know, that Wrangler was amazing. The coolest thing, I think, about driving a Wrangler the entire time, because, guys, I don't have a car here, so I haven't been driving, is there's this thing. It's like an unspoken Jeep rule. I don't know if we've talked about this before, but if you have a Jeep, you wave at everybody. It's like you go by and you're like, oh, hi. And
you can tell you don't have a car because usually when you have the same car as someone, that's what happens.
I was like, I'm a part of a club right now. All right, Jeep Wranglers, I see you. So that was my favorite thing. And the trip was great. We'll talk more about that later. But
Number four,
I got to get into this. Okay. I might have to lower the music a little bit. But so people are talking about like boycotting Goya.
Okay.
I feel like this even needs like Goya. A bigger spot.
Oh, Goya.
I'm sure it will during the day.
Sure.
And I've actually got into it with a few people over the weekend. And where do I start at? God, it's so much to unpack. I've tried to come up with analogies. If you're buying a product and do you know what happened with the whole Goya thing?
No, I have no idea.
Okay, there we go.
That's why I'm listening.
Let me backtrack. So basically, the CEO of Goya said that we should feel so blessed to have a leader like Donald Trump.
Okay.
That's your opinion. By all means, you got it. No problems. However, I then also have the opportunity to not purchase your goods if I don't agree with that statement, right? And so people have been like arguing in my social media specifically about like, I'm going to boycott Goya. And then there's the other people that are like, you're an idiot, right? Or how are you gonna suppress freedom of speech? And it's not suppressing a freedom of speech. It's actually enacting freedom of speech on both parts.
Right.
I'm allowing you to say whatever you want. And then I have the right equally, just like you, to not buy this product anymore.
Right.
And so like everybody's all, you know, feeling a certain type of way about this, but it always comes down to like race and then Trump, ultimately in anything. But I say this, if I'm trying to think of a different product that I can poo-poo on. Android.
Okay.
I like Android phones. I have a Samsung Galaxy S9. And if I found out that whoever was supporting this, you know, whoever was in charge of Samsung Galaxy S9, if they were doing something that I didn't like, if they were killing kittens,
you'd be like,
Exactly. Let's put something else in there. Who cares if they're killing kittens? Me personally, I'd be like,
I have an iPhone now.
I'm not going to buy a Samsung Galaxy S9.
Right.
And I don't understand what the big problem is, right? Because the reality is this. If you don't mind killing kittens, then, yeah.
Don't support killing kittens.
Then, no, I'm saying if you don't mind, then by all means, continue to buy the Samsung Galaxy S9, right? But I think it's funny because the way I put it yesterday was, you can find any argument on social media, anything at all, and there's always yes, no, I didn't care about it anyway, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, Goya, da-da-da-da-da, I'm never buying Goya again. You're stupid. I buy Goya whatever I want. Guys, I don't buy Goya anyways. I buy La Preferida.
Like,
it's like that kind of a vibe. I'm going to get into this more because I think it's important for people to really discuss this topic because it's huge in the Latino community. But we'll get into that a little bit later as well.
Oh. Number three.
Well, this is another big story that broke, you know, last week. And we've been following it day by day. This whole Naya Rivera thing really got me messed up. So I'm sure you've heard by now, she's one of the actresses from Glee who went missing at a lake in Ventura County in California. Now, they are still continuing their search, just giving you an update on the search process. They've got dogs out there now. They've got drones out there now. And they're starting to expand their search outside of the lake, and they're making their way around all of the cabins. A lot of her friends and family have joined in on the search, and they're all out there doing whatever they can to recover her.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of stories from my friends out in California saying that place is notorious for taking lives. So it's not just this is the first time, one time thing.
Right. And so they were trying to get signs and stuff up there. I've never even heard of this lake before, but upon, you know, doing more research, it's pretty bad out there.
Number two is that I was going to tell you that McDonald's has free fries today.
Yeah, that's a big story.
Download the app.
Get your fries.
Number two, I thought it should have something lighthearted. What does it sound like when, you know, usually we feel like we're terrible when it comes to talking to people of the opposite sex. But then you realize you should just talk to like a 4-year-old.
So we was at the track and I was just relaxing and a boy was trying to get me over there and he said, coo-coo, coo-coo, coo-coo. And that's not how you get a girl.
Let's just stop right there.
You tell him you're 4 years old and you already know you are not going to answer to that.
I said, I'm not answering to that.
To get over there, you have to use your manners. And he was saying, meow, meow, meow. And why would you do that to a girl? And you don't call girls over like that. Okay, guys? I don't care who I'm talking to. And if I don't know you and it's Denise or my teacher, it'll be fine, but if it's a stranger,
okay, guys. Okay.
I feel like she's watched too many Instagram videos. So she has it down pat.
She
does. 4-year-old.
She knows. She learned like, you really know what I'm early saying? In life.
And I don't care who's listening right now. It's like, what?
I don't respond to cuckoo, okay? No cuckoo.
Number one.
I mean, this is lighthearted, too, and it's back to some pop culture news. We know Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom are getting ready to expect their baby, but do you know who they asked to be the godmother?
Simon Cowell.
The godmother of all godmothers. Jennifer Aniston. I didn't even know Katie and Jen Aniston were friends, but apparently they're besties, and that's the thing. And she will now be the godmother of their little nugget.
Oh, there you go.
And she'll learn how to say, don't you come at me and say cuckoo.
Don't be cuckooing over here. And I don't care who's listening. I don't care if it's my teacher, if it's my best.
Mm-mm, that's not how you talk.
It's good advice. The ladies, don't allow it to happen. Gentlemen, don't do it. It's that simple, all right? Top 6 is 6. Gabe and Nina, welcome back, guys. Happy Monday. It's B96.
All right.
Make sure this thing's still working. This game with Nina on B96. It is about to be 6:20. You know, we play every single weekday around this time is a game that we call TBT, Throwback Trivia. And the reason why we play it and why we find it to be so interesting is because you don't realize how short old school is away from your life right now. Like 2016 is old school. You say to yourself, no, it's not. That was yesterday. No, it's not.
No, it's really not.
Kids are leaving to college in 3 weeks. They started high school in 2016.
Well, now that you break it down like that, everybody feels old. But that's not why. We're celebrating the knowledge and the nostalgia and things that make you happy.
True.
So we're going to give you a question about a song, a movie, and a TV show that's old school. And we're going to find out how old school you really are.
877-591-9696. That's the number you call right now if you know this answer.
Okay, this one is about a TV show. This show first aired in 2006 on the Disney Channel.
Now that's old school.
I know. It's about a famous pop singer that lives a double life. That's it.
Okay. 877-591-9696. Do you know the answer? the pop stars TV show that was, she was living a double life on Disney in 2006.
Yeah. Oh, you did it. That was really good. 877-591-9696. Tell it what it is. Tell us what it is. And we're playing TBT next on V96.
Janine.
Hello.
You're about to lose yourself right now. You're about to lose yourself in our game, TBT. It's Gabe and Nina. We're going to be positive right now, Janine.
We're so
we want
positive.
Your Monday to start on a high note, okay?
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
Do your favorite old school dance, you know.
Nina is going to tell you three questions, all right? One about a TV show, one about a movie, one about a song. And you're just going to answer them. And if you get all three right, Nina's going to sing you a nice little ditty.
Oh, yeah. When I remember how that goes. Janine, are you ready?
Okay, yeah.
The first question is about a movie. This movie came out in 2006, starring Daniel Craig, who plays a British Secret Service agent. In the movie, he hunts a man who is financing a terrorist organization by raising money through a high-stakes poker game.
Janine on the Northwest Side.
It's a screenplay.
What's the name of the movie?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Casino Royale. Casino Royale. It was James Bond. I was trying to be specific. Okay. But these next two, Janine, I believe in you. This show first aired in 2006 on the Disney Channel. It's about a famous pop singer that lives a double life.
All right, Janine, what is the name of the TV show?
Hannah Montana.
There you go, Janine.
I like Molly. I like white. I like Molly. I like white. I've been tripping all damn night. Oh, Hannah Montana. Who sings that song? No, that's funny. That's not the last question.
So you got a song anyway, Janine, that. That was a bonus.
All right, last one, Janine. Here we go.
This one is about a song, actually. This song by Lady Gaga came out in 2008.
Ooh.
The name of the song is all about the face you make while playing a popular card game.
All right, Janine.
Poker face.
Oh!
There you go. You want to do another one?
Well, sure. Do I want a puppy or something? Sure.
Janine, you only got two right, Janine.
She's so greedy this morning, Janine. I want a puppy, too.
Janine, rescue dog.
Where are you on your way to right now, Janine?
I'm
going to
go work out.
Oh, okay. Let me ask you this.
Right.
Are you doing cardio today or weights?
Bar, actually.
Ooh.
I love bar classes. They're the best. Gabe, you should try one.
I've taken a bar class before.
Oh, of course you have.
How sexist of you to assume that I have not taken a bar class.
I'm sorry, I just didn't see it, but now I do.
Janine, have you eaten yet? That's a better question.
No.
See? Fasted cardio, guys. That's what I was getting to right now.
She's setting herself up.
You burn off the fat cells from the day before, get the metabolism going. And then bada bing, bada bop.
So you've been running all week, huh? Gabe's on it.
Hey, Janine, thanks so much for playing, okay?
Have a great day.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
She's serious. She's got to get in her bar mentality now.
Guys, I'm going to play you this new song. You ready?
Ready.
I was supposed to play Dua Lipa, but I want to play the one from Louis Capaldi.
Let's go.
Before you go. B96, Chicago's new hit music.
Don't go.
Coffee for your head. That's what we need every single morning right here. What's up? It's Gabe and Nina.
I'm
B96. And it is time to get you on for our game that we play every single weekday called Wake Up Wars.
And it's the second half of the summer, right? That's what I said.
Sure.
Like the second half of the summer, ladies, we have an opportunity here to dominate.
I like it. So, all right, we're looking for one male to be on Team Gabe. We're looking for one female to be on Team Nina. And we need you to call us up, all right? 877-591-9696. The way the game works is simple. We're going to give you three questions, both of you. And whoever gets the most right gets themselves a victory. All right. And one of the questions is going to be about Chicago. So if you think you know your Chicago or Chicagoland area.
As we like to say, how Chicago are you?
I'm trying to think what the question was today about Chicago.
I don't know. I have to pull it up.
I know.
You wrote it. Oh, I know.
You wrote it at 4:45 in the morning.
I know. It's about one of your favorite people in the city.
Okay. Look
at
that.
That's a hint.
That's a hint for you. All right. 877-591-9696. I see a female calling. We need a guy to call. All right. 877-591-9696. Wake Up Wars and a baby daddy check-in on the way right here on B96.
That's my baby daddy.
Who that is?
That's me.
There he is.
So, yo. What's up, guys? Gabe and Nina on B96. It is time for the baby daddy check-in each and every weekday morning, 7:05 and 9:05 a.m.
I missed this. Give it to us.
Two dad jokes and a baby update, Nina.
Ready.
How do two German car enthusiast cowboys greet each other?
What? How?
Audi, partner. German car enthusiast. See what I did there? Audi partner.
That's hilarious.
The baby daddy check-in is this. I'll just give you the brief update. Obviously, we were on vacation last week, and I got to watch my baby girl I am more in love with her than I've ever been. It's just so weird. Morning cuddles are just so good. Like, morning cuddles on a Saturday with your boyfriend or girlfriend is amazing, or your husband or wife. But when your little daughter is sleeping on your bed, because we co-sleep in the bed.
Yeah.
And she just wakes up and she's just like stretching.
You're just so happy.
She's just so cute and you're just in there. And you know, it's like you're just waking up.
Yeah.
So it's like you're not crying yet.
She just looks cute and sweet and innocent.
And you're just so beautiful. So last week it was really cool. I feel like her and I just, we had a new bond. Mm. And then yesterday I hosted the Chicago Bears 5K post party with Spice Adams, Coach Nagy, Lance Briggs, Anthony Miller, and Whitney. She ended up making an appearance.
She made her first TV debut.
So if you want to check out the pictures, you can follow me right now on Instagram at Chicago_Gabe. She is so adorable in her little Khalil Mack jersey.
You know what's killing me? Cool. I was looking at those pictures yesterday. She's bigger.
Oh my gosh.
She's bigger. I haven't seen pictures of her in a week, and all of a sudden I see her. I'm like, what?
And it's funny when people tell me that, because I never know. Like, I got to go look at other pictures in order to see it, because I see her every day. Anyway.
She's beautiful.
All right. So that was the updates. Now it's time for your second dad joke.
Ready.
And it was kind of disappointing, too, because, gosh, I went to the doctor, and they told me I was colorblind. Mm. And the diagnosis came out of the purple.
I get it. That took me a second. Get it? Colorblind.
Diagnosis came out of the purple.
Spelling them out like
how that. Is he telling me that I'm colorblind? Wake up wars next, guys. B96.
Waking up is already a battle. But now it's time for the war. It's war. Wake up wars on B96.
It's Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. Happy Monday, everybody. It is time to play Wake Up Wars, our favorite game that we play each and every weekday at 7:10 a.m. where you get a male question, a female question, and then a Chicagoland question.
To see how Chicago you really are.
And we're going to see how Chicago Daniel is, who's represented for the fellas. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning. Good morning.
We also have Maria in Hyde Park representing for all of the ladies. Hi, Maria.
Good morning.
Now, Nina, I don't know who won last.
I don't either.
So I'm just going to let you go first.
Oh, that was so sweet of you. No, thank you. We'll take it, Maria. Would you like to go first, or do you want to let Daniel go?
I would.
No, females first.
Okay, Daniel. I like he's on that team, too. Okay, Daniel, hang on. We'll be right back.
All
right, Maria, we're going to kick this off with your female-centered question. Here it comes. This type of casual dress is a summer go-to. It's sleeveless and falls to the ankles. Target usually has a great selection of these. What are these dresses called?
Flare dress?
Sorry, Maria, we got two more. Moving on. Your male-centered question. In basketball, your team can have 5 players on the court at one time. In soccer, how many players does a team have on the pitch?
8.
It's called a pitch in soccer?
Yeah.
Wow, you learn something new
soccer
every day.
Pitch. Okay. Don't call it a soccer field.
All right, here's the Chicagoland question, Maria. This is the one we always say that really counts. Tom Skilling, or as Gabe likes to call him, T-Skills, is a popular weatherman that works on what Chicago TV station?
WGN.
Confidence, Maria.
You're so Chicago. Nina, I hope one day when people are like, Gabe and Nina work on what radio, like, that it just flows off the tongue the same way that Maria just said WGN.
That would be so cool.
I was going to say it before she even finished the question, but I let her finish the question.
Iconic. Thank you, Maria.
Name right there. Maria, hang on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Daniel.
Yeah, hello?
We got some work to do. Maria got one question correct today.
Okay.
All right, let's take this victory. Let's see if we can do it. Your first female-centered question. Make sure you play along in your car. This type of casual dress, Daniel, is a summer go-to. It's sleeveless and it falls to the ankles. Target usually has a great selection of them. I want to add my own little line in there. What are these dresses called?
I think they are rompers.
Ooh, good. That's actually a good guess.
Target does have sleeveless cute rompers, too.
Yeah, I see that. I would have said, and fellas love watching booties jiggle in them.
I know, I almost said that, too. But
look at Daniel. Maxi dress. All right, question number 2, your male-centered question, Daniel. In basketball, your team can have 5 players on the court at one time. In soccer, how many players does a team have on the pitch?
They have 9.
All right, for the tie. Tom Skilling, or as I like to call him, T-Skills, is a popular weatherman that works on what Chicago TV station?
WGCI-9.
You were really confident, though.
I like it, though, Dan. Good guess. Hey, Maria in Hyde Park.
Hi.
Congratulations, Maria. We started the week off strong with a lady victory.
I know.
Keep it screaming.
Mariah.
I like it.
All right, Maria, I'm just as surprised as you are. The answers to question number one, maxi dress, guys. Maxi dress.
And here, we're all learning something now, guys.
I knew that, but I just, whatever. Carry on.
No worries. The next one, we're all learning that there are 11 players on a soccer pitch.
Is that what you're talking about? 11. 11, guys.
11.
Sorry. And then last but not least, Tom Skilling for sure. Daniel, WGN.
T-Skills.
Mariah. Why do I keep calling you Mariah?
I like that.
Maria. You know what he said?
What did he say?
He said WGC9.
You guys, he's still here. Don't make him feel bad.
No, I think it's funny. Listen.
I was it.
It's WGN. WGN.
So close.
You know what?
Oh, yeah.
It's
all
right.
He just put WGN and WGCI together.
You got to triple dot that I in Skilling, not on the radio station. Nina, this is Chicago.
I get it.
All right, guys. Have a great week. Thanks for starting yours with us, all right?
Great job, Maria.
Thank
bye,
you.
Guys.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Yeah, no problem. And everybody's like, oh, my God. Gabriel said WGCI on B96. Who
it's
cares?
Okay.
Guys, it's Chicago.
It's everybody's Chicago.
Shout out to Leon Rogers, one of my good guys. And Kyle San Antonio. Why not?
There you go.
All right, guys. When we come back, Nina obviously just left from a 1,000-hour road trip.
Oh, my gosh. My back hurts a little bit, but we can talk about that later.
But there was she has an issue with the person that was driving with her.
It's important to have a good co-pilot on a road trip, guys.
What skills should that person have? We'll talk about that in 6 minutes. Our mouth is literally watering right now. Well, two of the three of us.
Yeah, it is. Myself included.
Because at 8 o'clock, we are going to be doing Avocados Make Everything Taste Better.
Yeah, today's a special treat.
Shout out to my boy. I wonder if I can call him Channel Zero. Shout out to my boy Channel Zero. That was his rapper name.
Oh, I'm cute.
I know.
Channel Zero. He probably doesn't like that I called his rapper name cute, but it is.
he's not a rapper anymore. So.
Sorry.
But anyway, so my boy, he has a company called Pinche Miches.
Ooh.
So it's like michelada mix. He's bringing it over to us at 8 o'clock. So we're going to be trying micheladas and then an avocado michelada for avocado. So make sure you're here for that.
I haven't even tried it yet, but I have a feeling avocados make everything taste better. It's legit.
We'll find out
here.
If they do. 8 o'clock. Make sure you're here for that. Now, avocados, did they make your road trip better?
You know, yeah, they did a couple times because we were the girls that stocked up our little coolers. We had all of our snacks and treats in there.
Did you guys have beer in the cooler?
For when we got to a location.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, you know, we wanted to bring all of our own stuff. You know me, guys. I'm super crazy. I like to be super careful. Now, my co-pilot, her job was to make sure that I was hydrated, to make sure that...
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. I didn't know there was a checklist.
Well, just
did you make people apply for this job?
No. But it was directions, because I don't know where I am in the middle of the country. So if you don't know, I just got back from a road trip. I drove from Chicago. I rented a beautiful Jeep Wrangler. I love it. I miss it already. To Seattle to see my family because it's been a long time. And that was the way to do it. We drove through 8 states. Didn't know where I was. I needed her to help me with directions. And I just needed her to stay awake.
That's the biggest issue that Nina has.
I'm so mad.
And
I told her because she keeps getting defensive. She's like, we didn't get lost more than 3 times.
Oh.
Yeah, we did.
Wow.
But here we are. So one of the nights we pushed ourselves to drive 17 hours.
Okay.
I'm the one driving. We probably got, 3 hours left to go. I look over in the passenger seat. She's sleeping. I'm like, what? You don't think I want to be sleeping right now? But instead, I've got my hands on 10 and 2. I'm driving with the stars above our skies, like out there. And she's, yes, those sounds were coming from the passenger. You can't sleep when the driver is driving on a road trip.
Okay, I'll tell you this. The most annoying thing when you're on a road trip is that when you're in the back seat, scrunched up with the people in the back, and then the person in the front is not handling their duties. Because you're right, there are duties associated with
on a long trip
being riding
to.
Shotgun.
Right.
However, the part that I disagree with you in, Nina, is that of course you gotta sleep. Eventually, there has to be some part of the trip where you have to understand when you're driving, everyone in the car is gonna fall asleep.
But if I can't sleep, why do you get to sleep?
No, Nina, no.
We couldn't even switch off and take turns. Everybody has to stay awake when you're on a trip like that. Otherwise, you're going to have problems. What if I fell asleep at the wheel? Are you going to be alive? We're going to turn into little white crosses on the side of the road.
Oh, man.
Sorry. I saw you guys.
Flower. It's going to be a bicycle.
I saw a lot of those.
A white painted bicycle on the side of the road. Marker 827.
Yeah, there were a lot of those. Oh, my gosh.
Okay,
anyway. Listen.
The lines are open right now. And this is why we're bringing this up. Because when it comes to, like, you know, the rules that are needed to ride shotgun.
Yeah.
Is one of them that you got to stay awake.
Come on. It had 877-591-9696. A long road trip, you gotta stay awake.
Like, what are the main things outside of staying awake that you gotta do? Because directions, I mean, you got a GPS system that the volume can go loud and it's like, make a left. I don't know how you got lost if you have GPS.
Because sometimes the GPS would reroute, or because sometimes the music was too loud.
Oh, man.
And we were on scary, windy roads and mountains, and I didn't want to look at it.
Mariah Carey sing-alongs must have been epic.
Yeah, they were, actually. They were.
All right, 877-591-9696. I think the one that we're trying to zero in on is falling asleep, right?
Yeah.
Like, can you fall asleep? Because you can't stay up the whole time. You got to fall asleep eventually.
So you think we go on a road trip, you're going to fall asleep?
If you and I were going on a road trip, I would definitely be falling. But first of all, I would be driving if we were going on a road trip together.
See, I wouldn't fall asleep. I'd stay awake to make sure that you were nice and alert.
All right, 877-591-9696. Responsibility of the shotgun passenger. Is it okay to fall asleep?
Mm-mm.
Call us up. We'll take your calls next. B96.
Gabe and Nina on B96. Now, I just got back from a road trip. If you're on the road with one of your friends, would you say that one of the rules of the road trip is that the passenger always has to stay awake? And on the north side, do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I definitely agree. One person needs to stay up with the driver.
It cannot be the entire time, Anna. The person got to sleep eventually.
But what if the driver falls asleep? Anna, what are you going to do? That's not good.
You're going to die. Anna, you just die.
Yeah. It's just not fair. We're like, wait, we didn't hear your joke. I want to laugh with you. Right. Thanks for calling.
Okay, I'm going to ask her a follow-up.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. No. Elizabeth on the north side, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, let me ask you this, Elizabeth. When was the last road trip? What was the last road trip you took?
Good question.
So actually, the last road trip, I did the same thing Nina did. Me, my mom, and my boyfriend, we went from Chicago all the way to Seattle to drop him off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I understand that drive. It's a long drive.
It's hard, man.
Okay, so what are the rules of the person riding shotgun?
Okay, so we actually love road trips. The rule, we don't agree that you have to stay up the whole time, but at least, like, once you switch off, I think the person on the passenger side is okay to go ahead and sleep for a little bit. And then we wake up the person whenever it's time for, like, a switch.
Elizabeth, here's the rule that I think is necessary. You, if you're the co-pilot, the person riding shotgun, you have to get the directions until you are on a long stretch. So then if you're, like, on route, I don't know, 70 for 200 miles, uh-huh. I don't need to stay up for
three hours.
You know what I'm saying?
Huh? So you're just going to go ahead and just sleep for 70 miles?
Like, Nina, you're going to be on this one for 200, all right? I'll wake up. I'll set my alarm for a little bit. You got this.
Those are the most dangerous, though, Elizabeth. You can probably relate to it. Like, the longest stretches are the most dangerous because you start to space out. You're not doing anything. You're driving straight. I'm like, uh-oh. Whoop.
That's when you,
keep
Elizabeth,
your eyes open.
That's when you put the music on real loud.
Then you
lower the window. It comes all in the car.
And then that person's not asleep anymore. So that's absolutely
their problem. Okay, this is a fair point that you're making.
Because I did that.
If you put the music loud or you lower the windows, this person riding shotgun cannot be upset if they're sleeping, though.
No,
that's the one.
I'm sorry. That's in your ears,
Elizabeth,
right?
Elizabeth, thanks for the call. All right, 877-591-9696. We're talking about the rules of the person riding shotgun. Like, do they have to stay awake for the whole time?
Jessica in Downers Grove, is that your rule?
No, it's not actually. I'm sorry to disagree, but
don't apologize, Jessica. Okay. It's your opinion. You can have it.
That's okay. She's being nice.
I think it's really important just to switch off and sleep, and you know, to make sure that everybody's safe during the road trip, and to make sure that you're with people that will try to take turns and help you out. I think is really important. Also,
true. But Jessica, what I'm thinking is right. I think if you are in a car with multiple people, if someone has to drive eventually, you know what I mean? So if you're the one that's being like, I'll drive overnight, you got to have the mindset that that person is going to fall asleep eventually.
If you have three people on a road trip, that's great. Because if one person's asleep, there's still another person that's awake with the person driving. See, in our case, I love my friend to pieces, but she's little. She couldn't drive the Jeep. She couldn't see over the steering wheel. So the only way we could be safe, the compromise, is if I drove the whole entire time. But
Jessica, I guess in my mind, I'm like, if you're both awake the whole time, no. Someone has to be asleep so that way they could be.
And then the window goes down and she gets in her face.
I got my hands up singing a song. She's waking up her passenger. All right, Jessica, thanks for the call. 877-591-9690. We're talking about the actual rules of the person driving shotgun. Right, riding shotgun, I should say. Do they have to stay up the entire trip?
877-591-9696. Do they? We'll talk to you next on B96.
Shout out to Melissa on Instagram who said, there are no rules when you're on a road trip, Nina.
There have to be rules. Rules of the road. We need structure, guys.
All right, so if you follow us at B96 Chicago, I just put up a post about road trip rules. Okay. And what
I wish I saw this before we went on our trip.
So it says the driver, your rules are to drive, focus on the road, and don't kill us. That seems like a very solid three rules right there.
Simple, okay.
Rules for the backseat passenger, hand out snacks, which makes sense.
Yeah.
Complain about leg room, always. And then nap. So they're allowed to nap in the back.
That makes sense.
That's fair. And now the passenger, which is what we've been discussing.
Here it goes. I'm ready.
Your rules are number one, to navigate.
Check.
Number two, to DJ, for sure.
Super important.
And number three, it says on our post, and if you read it on the internet, that means it's a fact. It says to stay awake.
And there you have it, guys. You have to stay awake in the passenger seat on a road trip. Not falling asleep with 3 hours left.
It's just, you know what I'll tell you, Nina? It's just boring. You know what I mean? Like, you're driving, you're like, you're doing something that's interactive, so your mind is occupied. When you're just the passenger, you're just like,
You're looking out the window. You know what?
Left. In 260 miles, you're going to exit, all right, Nina? In 250 miles.
I need to keep hearing it. I was messing with her, though. Every time she'd fall asleep and whatever, I'd be like, look at that. And she'd be like, what did I miss? Nothing.
Oh, that's mean, Nina.
Oh, look at that. There's an animal. Oh, no, it was just a bush.
Where? All right. If you follow us at B96 Chicago on Instagram, you can see the road trip rules. But more importantly, if you follow Nina at Nina on the Air, you can see all the pictures from her trip.
Actually, yeah, it's up in the highlight section called Road Tripping, so you can see all the animals.
All right, guys. It's Gabe and Nina, B96. Happy Monday.
Break my heart.
B96.
Like,
what's happening?
I don't want to do that. That was Dua Lipa with Break My Heart right here on B96. And she just dropped a new music video. Have you seen it, for Hallucinate?
I haven't.
So it's supposed to be like this like trippy, cartoonish kind of a thing going on.
That's her vibe.
So a lot of people are doing that. So it was directed by somebody called Leisha Tan.
Okay.
Shout out to Making Ladies Empowerment. And animated by the design experts at The Mill. So it's like a... You've heard of Studio 54, like the club or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's like a homage to that. But yeah, it's like a cartoon. I don't know. Have you ever had yourself made into a cartoon before?
Only on our mugs and only on our logo. If you haven't seen it, the Gabe and Nina logo is a cartoon of us.
It is a cartoon. Shout out to my boy Hex Hectic for making that thing.
He did. It's awesome. We use it everywhere.
So that way, that's the only time you've ever done that. Have you ever... Were you the type to like go with your boyfriend to go get like turned into a caricature or something?
Oh, like if you went to like the boardwalk or something or places? Yeah. Yeah, I guess I have. It wasn't my boyfriend. It was my mom. But that's cool.
And then when you sit down, they're like, so are you two a couple or are you just... And you're like, it's my mom. Because
You know, they're always like, are you guys sisters? Mother.
Is that your older woman?
Come on.
That's my mom.
Now, it's time for...
Yeah, I'd like to place an order.
Avocados Make Everything Taste Better. With Gabe and Nina on B96.
Guys, They do.
And we're not eating watermelon or sugar.
Mm-mm.
Today we're eating something a little bit different.
I like it. You say it.
Oh, micheladas.
I always feel like I'd be like, michelada? I love a good michelada.
I love a good miche. But yeah, so today, guys, a good friend of mine, actually, somebody that I've known for, geez, almost 20 years, 15
oh, wow.
years.
That's a good friend.
We went to high school together. My boy Mo has his own company, and it's called Pinches Miches. And what he did was, if you follow us right now on B96 Chicago on Facebook, we are live, so you can check out the video. I'm wearing some of the swag. We got some of the... Now, I want to be fair to everybody that's out there. I don't like micheladas. Not my jam. Because I don't like tomato juice. I don't like the spiciness of it. I'm not a big fan of Bloody Marys. But my friend, he's been trying to get me to have one of these forever.
And now's the time.
And he's like, but you never had mine, though. And I was like, okay. So then he started telling me yesterday was National Michelada Day.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Me neither.
Nina, can you open this for me?
Yes, I can.
And so what happened was, he's like, hey, let me know if I can come through on Monday because I have an avocado michelada mix that he calls crack sauce.
Mo, you came through and I can't wait to taste your crack sauce. I really can't. I never thought I'd say that, but it's a thing.
His website is pinchesmiches.com. And this is the coolest thing about this, guys, is that he's obviously from Chicago, right? Went to Lane Tech just like I did. And his product is in over 140 stores.
Good for you.
Think about just like the That's entrepreneurial spirit that you need to have in order to do that. And I've seen his journey throughout this whole thing. And this dude puts in a ton of work. And again, this is somebody that I know. So it means a little bit more to me because I know how much effort he's putting into this. But Definitely. If you're not familiar with what a michelada is, it's kind of like a Bloody Mary, but it's a little bit different because they use beer instead of vodka. Now, Tone over here, Telephone Tony, he's Mexican. And I asked him, I was like, hey, do you like michelada mix? He almost slapped me upside the head. He's like, boy, I'm Mexican. Of course I love these michelada mixes. But so anyway, so now we're going to go ahead and try these. Now, he's dropped off an original and then a tamarindo one, but it has the avocado crack sauce. That's what he called it.
Avocado-based
sauce on top.
So you can watch us right now so you can see how beautiful these micheladas look.
They are beautiful. They got shrimp on it. It's literally everything I don't like. It's like shrimp, tomatoes. It got ceviche in here, but I'm going to try it because this thing smells delicious.
It looks like a vacation. Only thing missing right now is a pool because that's how I like to drink my michelada.
So again, guys, we are on Facebook Live on B96 Chicago. And he asked me too, Nina. He goes, can I put this with real beer? I was like, dude, we turn up on this show. I was like, you better.
Don't tell people that.
All right, so what I'm going to have you do, Nina, is drink it first so you can try the michelada because there's no crack sauce there. And then take a bite of the chip with the green sauce and see if avocado makes it taste better with the thing. All right, so she's trying
I'll have another sip.
The michelada now, which is icy cold with beer in it.
Guys, that is so good.
Really?
This is a vacation. This is so good.
You just got on vacation, bro.
I'm gone, guys. Okay. Don't even worry about it. Give me a palm tree. Ooh!
So the michelada part is good. Now we're going to have you take...
Oh, my God. That's like a 10.
A bite of the... There's like chips in there with ceviche, with shrimp, and then the avocado crack sauce on top.
All right, here's the crack sauce.
So take the crack sauce and then take a drink, you know what I mean? Because you're supposed to be doing that together.
Okay,
that was it.
Oh, man.
Don't forget to drink. She's like, this is delicious.
Oh, man. Oh, wow.
Is that takes it up a level?
You guys.
Really?
Wow. Okay. I'm so happy
now. I've known Nina for a couple of years now.
Oh, my God.
This might be the happiest I've ever seen.
Wow. This is so good.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I'm going to try this.
We also need to make sure we tell everybody where they can get this because this is so good.
Pinches Miches.
Mo, you just took me to a place.
All right. Let me see. Listen, he's going to, because I know he's listening right now. He just dropped these off.
Took me to a place.
So here's the thing. I'm going to try this and I'll be the real test because I don't like michelada.
Okay. You
so
try
hold on,
it.
Let me see.
While you do that, can I drink the crack sauce? Oh, wow.
Just the crack sauce.
Yeah. Pour it on yourself. Ooh.
Okay. See?
Oh, man. You wanted to like it.
I really wanted to like it. It's the tomato sauce. But I'll tell you this, it's refreshing because it's light. You know what I mean? A light lager in there, like a light beer. So it's like, I could see where if I was hungover and I'd want this. All right. I'm even going to, man, there's crab. Is that crab on here?
No, that looks like shrimp. Maybe. I don't know, but this is a dream for me. All okay, right. Take a
I'm
good
gonna
bite.
Have,
you got crack sauce on the
I'm
corner?
I'm going to get the pineapple in there too. So there's like a little piece of shrimp, it looks like, with the crack sauce and the hot sauce.
This is avocado crack sauce. That's a good crunch.
Mm.
Getting a good sip in there. Mm. Oh, yeah. You know what? You look like you're holding one of those drinks in a Vegas pool. You know, you're like going to the swim up bar. Like, hey, guys, how was it?
Let me tell you something. You guys got to watch this video. At B96 Chicago.
You're making a good face right now, too. Did it take it up?
Let me tell you something. Mo, if you're listening, just make me a plate of nachos with this crack sauce, the chips, the ceviche, because that thing is fire. Oh, my God.
And this avocado made everything taste better.
Okay.
Wow.
Shout out to you, man. God, it feels good to have friends that are doing some really cool things.
Yes.
You know, I tell people all the time, no one supports me that I'm doing the morning show on B96. My friends from Chicago are just like, But
Mo supports you. He believed enough to bring his product onto our show.
He's trying to get the hookup. But that's what you're supposed to do.
But he believed in the show.
And I believed in him, and he did it. So thanks to Mo and Pinches Meaches again, pinchesmeaches.com.
Wow.
To check them out. They got the bomb flavors, and it was National Michelada Day yesterday. So
it means you should go and celebrate like we are right now. Excuse me while I go to a place again.
Well, I think the interesting thing is, if you've never had a Michelada with avocado in it.
Oh, my God. Gosh.
You can put some crack sauce on there.
This is so good.
And just like crack, Nina's addicted.
Give me the sauce. I'm going to come in every day. Where's the sauce?
Guys, you can check out the video right now at B96 Chicago on Facebook. Big shout out to my guy, Mo, and all the entrepreneurs in Chicago doing their thing. We love you guys.
Get it.
Brand new music from Louis Capaldi right here on B96. Before you go.
Don't go.
It's a good one.
I have to say that now every time you say it. I'm like, but just please don't go.
He just got like the breakup anthem.
I know.
Before you go, hold my hand.
Just tell me you love me one more time. Oh, wait, what?
Before you go, let me try that Michelada one more time.
I have not stopped with this. So good.
What are some, Nina, you just got back from Seattle.
I did.
Slash the road trip and all the states that were there. What was like some of the interesting things you ate while you were out and about?
I didn't really eat anything super interesting, but the go-to every time I get back to my parents' house, because we've been careful, we were just eating, my parents were cooking, and it was great. We do seafood in Seattle. All of the seafood you can imagine. We did like a crab bake that was super fun. We did salmon, but the go-to, like for me, my soul food is Persian food.
Okay.
So daddy got out his meat grinder. Did I tell you about this?
No.
My dad got a new toy. He got a meat grinder because he thinks that this is how you get the best cuts of the meat to make kebab, to make the best juicy kebab. He had to grind his own meat, and he did, and it was really delicious. So that for me, like that's what we did. But on the road, we made sandwiches.
Oh, okay.
So whack.
No, that's not whack. That sounds great.
And apples.
Delicious. Sounds like a regular road trip where
you just
pack some sandwiches. You know, back in the day when we used to go to Great America, my mom would buy a loaf of bread and then make the entire loaf of sandwiches and then put them back in the sandwich loaf.
Oh my God, that's genius.
And then you put it in a, you know, cooler, and then that way when it was time to eat, you just put your hand in the sandwich bag and just grab sandwiches like that.
That's so, I'm like mad at myself that we didn't do that. That's genius.
When you're broken, you got it from the hood. Like,
yeah. You can't afford the food.
we just couldn't buy the sandwiches, Nina.
You don't
want to be in that position. Let me tell you something.
But it happens, though.
I'm trying to think, you know, over the 4th of July holiday, I mean, obviously we all ate a lot of good stuff. I did have, you asked me about the steak that I made. I had this, it's called entraña, but in Spanish, but it's like outer skirt steak.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, inner skirt steak is like arancera or anything like that. And outer skirt steak is like the thicker, beefier portion of it.
Yeah.
So it's just so expensive, bro. But
okay, was
anyways,
it worth it?
It's always worth it. Buttery steak that you make at the crib. I am getting better at grilling, I'll be honest.
Oh, Your dad skills?
Future in-laws, bought me a grill or bought us a grill. And everybody knows I've had it for a month now, everything I make is burnt. Everything. It just doesn't matter. It could be a hot dog, a burger, a steak, anything I make on the grill is burnt.
You like it burnt or because you just, you know, haven't got the timing right yet?
It's kind of like with chicken, all my chicken's always overcooked because my whole life I've grown up being like scared of salmonella poisoning.
That's so funny.
So I want my chicken cook.
Yeah.
So it burns. And then the hot dogs, I feel like I'm nervous because if I get like an Italian sausage up there, I want to make sure it's cooked all the way through. So then by the time it's cooked, then I take it off, then it starts shriveling up. And I'm like, oh, I've seen this before.
That was my line.
I'm like, why did I let that happen? So I'm trying to get better. But here's the one thing that I can actually cook that is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Homemade burgers.
Okay. So
where I take the ground beef and I put all my seasonings in it, put a slice of cheese in the middle, pack it together. And then I've been really good at making the burgers. So the burgers is what I'm good at.
Gabe's turned into the grill master.
No, I come in.
You need a meat grinder.
Tell your dad for my birthday, for Father's Day next year, I want a meat grinder.
Yo, he'll do it too.
Do you have a meat grinder? Don't answer that. Gotta go. Dua Lipa physical, B96. If you say so, Doja Cat, it's Gabe and Nina, B96.
Somebody got to say so.
We're going to have some fun right now. We need to, it's the summer, man. It's the summer. Remember when we had Summer Camp Fridays?
Oh, my gosh.
Do you remember Summer Camp Fridays?
Yes.
We should bring that back. We would just have fun and do ridiculous things all Friday and drink all day.
Remember all those songs we used to sing at camp? Like, do your ears hang low? Do they wobble to and fro? Can you tie them in? Remember that? Did you ever do that song?
Didn't do summer camp like that.
Okay.
Ours,
I did.
My summer camp songs were like, what was it again? Wait.
This little light of mine.
No. It was like, oh, Nina don't wear no drawers. Ding dong. I saw when she took them off. A ding dong. She threw them in the sky. A ding dong. Now Superman's afraid to fly. So that's what us inner city kids were doing.
Summer camp Mondays.
Summer camp. Post Malone with Circles right here on B96. And yes, I feel like sometimes when you're trying to navigate through a relationship, an on again, off again type of a thing, sometimes you do run in circles.
You do.
And it's no different for Will Smith and Jada Pinkett. I mean, obviously, everyone was talking in some form or another about these two and regarding, I mean, we actually talked about this August Alsina thing. And then when people were coming to me like, yo, did you hear about the red table talk with Will and Jada? And I'm like, we knew this already.
Yeah.
And it's like, but did you know that? I said, no. Nina and I on the radio last week talked about how they've been in this open relationship for years. So like, this is not a shock. This doesn't make me drop my mouth or jaw dropper, I should say, when that happens.
I don't know, but I don't know that it dropped my jaw, but I was like, oh, you guys are actually cute. When the story first broke, I was like, you guys are shady. This is a bad example. Yeah. I'm not behind it. But then after watching this red table talk and seeing how they communicate, we're talking about Will Smith and Jada. Will you listen and you see how you feel?
You and I were going through a very difficult time. And we decided...
I was done with your... We decided that we were going to separate for a period of time.
At that particular point in time, it was indefinite.
Yeah.
As time went on, I got into a different kind of entanglement with August.
An entanglement?
Yes.
Okay, that is now, the new word for relationships, guys. Entanglement.
That was like trending on Twitter, entanglement.
I loved it.
And everything. I mean, what a weird way to put it. But then the conversation continued.
Yes.
A relationship.
Yes, it was a relationship. Absolutely. I was in a lot of pain and I was very broken. In the process of that relationship, I definitely realized that you can't find happiness outside of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to feel good. It had been so long since I felt good.
And then all I could think about in that moment is, what's her name? Halle Berry and Monster Ball. Just made me feel good.
Well, that's what her entanglement did for her.
So, okay, let's have a nice little roundtable discussion, guys.
Okay.
First of all, initial thoughts about just the openness and the ability for Will and Jada to speak about and being entangled.
I mean, I think I give them a lot of credit for being so open about that. We didn't know they broke up like that, or at least I didn't. I wasn't following along at that time to know whether they were together or not together. And to talk about it from this place and for Jada to be so open, I think they're cute.
I mean,
even after going and sleeping around with other people, cheating on each other.
That's what I'm trying to say. It's other people. The fact that you're talking about her and August Alsina, it's like, guys, let's not be foolish to think that that was the only person that they were with
their
relationship.
Nope. No way.
Jada didn't just sleep with August Alsina and that's it. And Will just didn't sleep with anybody. No.
Oh, he def did too.
They've been entangled in a bunch of webs. They're like,
they're so flexible.
Exactly.
All the way over here.
They are like an old phone charger cord. They're as entangled can be. I mean, it's just.
That's how they got to go plug in with somebody else to charge up for their relationship. Yeah. But then you hear them talk and it's like, well, I hate that I just said that. Oh, they're still together.
No, man. I got, you know, actually, my girl and I got into this conversation over the weekend, not about this specifically, but just about, you know, the ability to take back someone that cheated on you or that slept with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And gosh, I mean, I don't know, man. Like for me to just be looking at you and be like, you just did this with somebody else. Like, I personally could not do that. I don't care how entangled you were or unentangled.
Right. I mean, to each their own. I've done it and it broke a part of me. Even though, like, I was happy to be back in that space, a part of me was broken. Yeah. And I didn't recover for, like, a couple more people. Like, it just, it's hard.
Do you think August Alsina's petty for bringing it up? Like, putting it out there?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know why he needed to.
He was coming out with an album.
Well, maybe Will's got a movie in his back pocket.
And then the thing is, imagine August Alsina. You're in a 4-year entanglement. And then all of a sudden, you feel like you're emotionally invested. And the two of them throw you to the side like you're nothing.
Right.
So then when it comes time for you to speak your truth, you can care less about what they think and whose image you're trying to protect in that moment, because they threw you to the side like you were just nothing.
He better go back into the studio with a bonus track called Entanglement.
Oh.
Now you're winning.
He's like,
now you're doing this.
I thought he was going to come out with a song. Forget it. My joke messed up.
Wait, I want to hear the joke.
Nah, dad joke. 905. Make sure you hear
us. Gabe and Nina on B96.
Gabe and Nina on B96. I was actually just showing Gabe a video. This is a total side note, but I swear we saw a UFO, guys, on our road trip across the country out over Wyoming. I have the video.
I think it was just the moon.
No, it wasn't. There was a hanging ball that was blinking red and green, and there was like this moving object. If you want to see it.
The stoplight. It was red, yellow, and green.
No, there are no stoplights in the middle of Wyoming. Okay?
Nina wasn't getting enough sleep on her 30-hour road trip.
That is true.
Started hallucinating.
But I have video proof. You can see it at Nina on the Air. I'm going to post it for you so you can
do
see.
It.
But in the meantime, I'm now Nina Star for Nina at 9:30. I think it's always a great time to look at your week and start setting goals. And according to the stars, this week is all about new ideas and new strategies. And the reason why, Gabe, I said you'd like this is because you're always like, ideas are everything.
Ideas are currency.
Ideas, there it is. Ideas are currency. So now is a good time for you to think outside the box to strengthen your emotional intelligence.
And get that money.
And get that money, you know, channel the stars. They're speaking to you this week. Nina at 9:30, you know, about anything, where we talk about things to enrich our lives, whatever's going on in your mind, UFOs, emotional intelligence, whatever it is. You can always hit me up at Nina on the Air, too, and we'll discuss further. In the meantime, make sure you're here and you join us weekdays at 9:30.
I'm B96.
I was going to say that
don't forget ideas are currency, and that what that essentially means is that your ideas can turn into money.
Yes.
And so that's what we're trying to say there. But I was going to tell you, Nina, because you're Nina Star today.
Yes, Nina Star.
I was going to give you something to watch on Netflix.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of a guy named Walter Mercado?
No.
He's like a famed astrologist.
Ooh, I should know.
Like
this
one of
Walter.
The biggest names in astrology in like the last 4 decades or whatever, five
That's
decades.
That's so cool.
So he has he's like a staple in every Latin household. And all of a sudden he ended up like just falling off the face of the earth. No one saw him anymore. And no one really knew what happened. Well, this documentary on Netflix explains it.
What happened?
Call the tease. You got to go watch it.
Oh, my God!
But I know you like watching stuff on Netflix.
And I'm super
astrology,
into astrology.
Walter Mercado. And then we can talk about it tomorrow. And then you'll really be Nina Star. You'll learn how to talk with your enchanting hands.
Feel it in yourself.
On B96. Hey, guys. Hope you enjoyed that.
And if you did, know there's more where that came
That's
from.
That's right, man. We're going to keep putting these podcasts online, and we hope you continue to enjoy them. And then when you get a job where you got to wake up at 6 in the morning,
you can be with us live weekday mornings on B96.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.